Simon & Schuster Audio presents The One Life We're Given, Finding the Wisdom That Waits in Your Heart. Written by Mark Nepo. Read by the author.
This book is dedicated to Eleanor McHenry and Joel Elkies. Both were heroic and humble spirits who stayed loving and gentle no matter what life gave them. We begin with three quotes. The first is from Rainer Maria Rilke. When all I wanted was to sing, I was accorded the honor of living. The second comes from John Ruskin. The highest reward for a person's toil is not what they get for it, but what they become by it. And the third quote is from Lu Yen. Before practicing the art of immortality, first practice the art of humanity. Shaped by Life. My dear father, Morris Nepo, died 3 years ago at the age of 93. He was at his strongest and happiest when working with wood, when building things. In his basement workshop, no one could suppress his love of life and his insatiable creativity. I learned a great deal from him, though I can see now that there were many times he didn't know he was teaching and I didn't know I was learning. Mostly he taught me by example that we're called to make good use of the one life we're given. He taught me that giving our all can lead to moments of fulfillment and grace, and those moments of full living can sustain us. When just a boy, I watched my father chisel boards with care and precision. He kept his chisels sharp. He'd always say, "Don't stop in mid-stroke or the board will splinter. Once you start, keep pushing all the way through." He'd lean over the board and his hands and the chisel would become one. A thin shaving of wood would peel away as if he'd loved the board into giving it up. He'd pick up the light shaving from the floor and rub it between his fingers. Then he'd rub the grain his effort had revealed and smile. In that moment, he seemed content, at peace. When I read Plato years later with all his squawk about absolute forms, I knew that's where my father went. For the moment, he seemed complete. He'd rub the smooth board one more time and drop the shaving. I loved to watch the feather of wood float to the basement floor. Looking back, I'm certain this was a moment in which he felt thoroughly immersed. The wood shaving floating to the floor was an expression of effort turning into grace. Years later, I would feel a similar sense of completion when building things myself and when arriving at intimacy in my relationships after hard, honest, loving work. Revealing the inner grain and watching the shaving float between us make us complete. Working the grain is how we love and labor, and no matter what we build or create, the shaving we chisel is the insight that lightens our load. There were 6 vices stationed along my father's workbench. Each held a project in a different phase of development. The vices were never empty. One might hold a strip of pine that he was bending. Another might hold a layer of walnut that he was gluing to a layer of mahogany. A third might hold a table leg that he was sanding. He'd work on one, then move to another and circle back, one informing the other. I realized only recently that this is how I work on books. I explore several books at once, pursuing one, then moving to another, letting my interest and their vitality cross-pollinate. I gather images and stories and metaphors, keeping them in folders as I weave and work on many levels at the same time. My father also had a
sample complete. Ready to continue?